This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new Media Production Studio Hangout, designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are, is Facebook tracking us for COVID-19? 12 Zoom alternatives. Apple is making medical face shields. And IBM is bringing artificial intelligence to fight COVID-19. I want to welcome you to episode 1436 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, April 6th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. We are live once again at live.geeknewscentral.com or geeknewscentral.com/live. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Twitch, and definitely check us out at one of those locations. I'll be monitoring the chat room on Facebook primarily, so hope you come over there and join my Facebook page. I want to welcome any new listener to the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show out. Especially if you're listening, all you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com. When you're on the website, you'll be able to subscribe to the show. There's a bunch of options there for you. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. Subscribe on Android, tune in. Really, any way you need to listen to the show on any app that you have, we're available that has podcast availability. Of course, you can subscribe to the show when you're on the website as well. There's a link on the website to do that. The newsletter contains everything I'm going to be talking about during the show. You won't get spammed. Just twice a week when I put out the show, the show notes will be delivered to your inbox. That way, if there's something I say that you deem important to follow up and get a little more detail on, it'll be right there in your email inbox. You'll be able to click on the link and go or come over to geeknewscentral.com. You can always listen to the show at blueberry.com. It's a great place to hang out and listen to the show. Of course, you can listen on your smart home device by saying the magic word to launch that device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat. That's a Mastodon server. You can join over there, or you can join our Discord channel. The Discord channel is available via the show notes in the podcast at geeknewscentral.com, the link to that. And of course, you can join our Slack channel as well, where the cool cats hang out, have lots of cool private conversations. You can contact me via email, and that's really the simple piece to this. And all you got to do is email me geeknews@gmail.com, or you can reach me on Twitter @geeknews. A couple of great ways to stay connected, and of course on Facebook as well. Partner shows are all included at geeknewscentral.com. That's the GNC Week in Review, the Gadget Professor, the Pro Gear Site, the New Media Show, and then now Pod Faded Podcast Legend Show. Of course, if you want to pick up some swag for the show, you can go over to cafepress.com/Ohana store. Of course, this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast over at GoDaddy. We want to thank them for being a longtime sponsor here. All you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy to pick up a great product or service. And again, that website has all the links to all the codes, everything that you're going to need to save money, whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be a free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans, a $499.com for new or transferred for new customers, and the best deals on the planet and hosting for the $1 a month economy hosting. First year costs you $12 and includes a free domain. So $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain. Now, if you're a WordPress fan, we've got a $1 a month managed WordPress hosting. What that managed means is they basically take care of it for you. You don't have to do too much. They back it up and make sure the security's good. So $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. All those deals, again, can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We hope that you'll take advantage of some of these offers. Actually got the email from the GoDaddy team this morning on the performance for last month. Woo, little off. We're little off. And considering everything that's going on, I kind of understand it a little bit, but yeah, it was down. Performance was down about 50% for March. So if you are thinking about doing something in April, this is the month. Again, many of you are at home. And again, that $12 deal to get a website to get started, really, that is pretty super incredible, because what else can you do really for $12 for that first year, including a free domain to get something online? And many of you are not currently working. I understand that. Every penny counts. I understand that. $12, though, could change and allow you to do something you've been wanting to do for a long, long time. So definitely consider picking up a hosting account. Again, all that information is at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want to thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting the sponsor. Thank you for staying subscribed. And of course, I want to thank GoDaddy for their ongoing long-term support. It's definitely greatly appreciated. Okay, so let's just chit-chat just a minute about some stuff going on here. And it's been a mixed weekend. Friday, I cut out a little early, about 3:30 or so. And my family owns farmland. I think I've talked about this before. And we have a farmer that rents that land. But it's really kind of our responsibility if trees fall or if something is impeding the ability of the farmer that's renting the land to plant. It's kind of on us. And sometimes if we miss something, you'll see a swerve in the field where they went around maybe a tree. And, you know, whenever that happens, it's lost revenue for the farmer that's renting. So we spent a considerable amount of time cutting back, basically cutting logs into pieces of trees that had fell into the fields. And but I know about 7:30 Friday night when we got back to the house, I was, whoo, because I'm the one running the chainsaw, and I felt my Wheaties. I could tell that it'd been a while really since I'd worked out, and it was so much so my sister has a jacuzzi. So Friday night I spent some time in the jacuzzi trying to prevent what I knew was coming the next day with sore muscles. It really didn't help much. But Saturday, when I crawled in here to do the new media show, I was feeling upper body for sure. It was a good workout. No complaints. It was fun. But, kind of showed me that I need to get out a little more and do a little more walking and that kind of stuff. So, and of course, last week was pretty crazy. We're doing lots of podcasts, lots of live events. So it's pretty busy. But what I did disturb me this morning was one of my team members that's in Columbus. Hi, Toby. Hi, Stephanie, live on Facebook. Thanks for saying hi. Those of you that are watching live, make sure you check in. One thing that kind of did surprise me was that one of my teammates had went by themselves to a river walk in Columbus and was going to get some exercise. But the report came, basically the employee said that there was like people were not at all doing social separation or any of this stuff. And she was pretty shocked to see that, not seeing social distancing. And I'm thinking, what in the world is it going to take to get people to understand what's going on here? And Sunday morning, I had something in mind I wanted to cook. I needed chicken breast. I was out. And so I kind of did the round robin. I asked my mom, my sister, everybody, do you have anything that you need from the grocery store? And they really didn't need anything. So I went in and did a beeline to the chicken section, got some, didn't have many thighs. So I got a bunch of chicken legs too, and two or three things, some stuff I could freeze, and in the cart right back to the front and got checked out. But one thing I noticed in the grocery store was it's quiet. People weren't talking to each other. People were doing social distancing. There was people were being polite. Like I was waiting. I picked up one other thing. What did I pick up? A gallon of milk. And there was a gal that was trying to decide between 2% or whole or whatever. She was standing in front of the, a little longer than normal. But I just kind of stood there and stepped back. I didn't crowd her space, waited till she got done. Then I moved in and got my gallon of milk but no one like saying, hi, how you doing? It was really kind of weird. And I got to the checkout counter. All the self checkouts were just packed. So I had like 3 or 4 items, stood in line for a little bit. And the checkout guy said, it's just quiet in here. He says, man, if we didn't have the music on, you wouldn't know there was anybody in here. I just thought it was just a little bit interesting. Yes, Martin Columbus. So anyway, something came across my email on Friday. And I got pissed. And I posted something about it on Facebook. So some of you may have seen it. I got an email from my bank. And this was on Friday. And of course, Friday was the first day of the payroll protection plan. And I had heard throughout the day that a couple of people had approached that bank to ask about that program and had basically been given the we don't know type of thing. So that was kind of resting on my mind a little bit. And it looked straightforward. I went to this Small Business Administration's website. I actually clicked through 2 or 3 different things. I found the link to the program. I actually had someone on Twitter some banker on Twitter that I sent the link to, believe it or not. It's in my Twitter stream. It was like, how you're a banker, you're supposed to know this, right? How do I know more about it than you do? And so in the afternoon, an email came out from my bank. It was kind of like this, well, there was a TikTok video included in the email. To me, was really insensitive, in my opinion, my personal opinion. Here you've got lots of businesses out of business, and they're all trying to figure out how to navigate what's going on. Some have already laid people off. Some people are trying to figure out how they're going to make payroll. And the most important information this bank could have put out on that day was information on how to apply for these Small Business Administration loans. Instead, there's this tick. Go to my Facebook page and watch the video. Embedded in this is, oh, this is a lighthearted thing. We're trying to make people have fun. And it was a TikTok video of someone that worked at the bank with his wife in their bedroom doing a TikTok video. And I was astounded. If I had sent my customers an email with me doing something like that, my board of directors would fire me in about 15 seconds. I'd been gone. People are suffering. Businesses are having trouble. People are out of work. And this went to bank customers. Some goofy TikTok. Okay, yeah, we're trying to have fun and make people lighten up. But that's not the message. Or give us that message of fun and this other information that people need. Well, I was on the phone this morning already, and my phone rang. It was the bank. I didn't have a chance to take the message. It was someone at the bank that called and said, hey, call me if you want to talk. I saw your comments, blah, blah, blah. And I just, I don't know. I miss maybe, I live social. I can be outspoken. I can be direct. And so I've had to learn at times to throttle myself back a little bit and be careful of the messages I'm putting forth on social media and what I'm saying, and make sure listening to our customers, making sure they know we're here for them. So I guess, I don't know, maybe it's just there's this disconnect in the world and people are living in two different spaces. Here you've got a bank executive that's doing this happy, fun TikTok video, and yet you have those same bank customers can't make payroll. They're not getting paid there. And I just like, wow. To me, it was just like, I didn't get it. So I talked to my team this morning about this. I said, listen, I said, it made me think over the weekend about, I went back and looked at our social media feed. And I said, we need to change some of our messaging. We need to make sure that we're putting messaging out how to be helpful. And, you know, so for me, it made me even look at our stuff too. But I think that a lot of people that are hurting right now. So I think we have to take, you know, be aware of that. Yeah, TikTok or whatever it's called. But anyway, you can see it. Just those of you on Facebook, just scroll down a little bit further and you'll be able to see the video. And anyway, that's kind of what's going on here. But yeah, so, you know, typical weekend, my sister had some stuff she wanted done. We cut some more trees down, some dead trees that were actually in our own yard. And so, yeah, I've gotten some chainsaw work. And also, I gave myself my own haircut. I did that Saturday morning. So what I'm doing is I encourage the rest of you to do this. It's just voluntary, obviously, but I think my haircut costs $15 or $16. So with tip, so I basically got an envelope. I put a $20 bill in the envelope, and I wrote it on to my barber. And so every time I give myself my own haircut, when I do my own haircut between now and whenever they can open up, I'm going to put a 20 in there. Because I would have been spending it anyway if I'd have been going to his barbershop. And when I go back for my first haircut back there, I'm going to give him that envelope. And I think it's a little thing that we can do. Try to order some chicken. I had a hankering for chicken wings today. I called the store that sells chicken wings in this town, and they were out of chicken wings. I thought, what? You're out of chicken wings? But what's even more incredible was we had tried to order something at lunch from a local establishment, and they were out of what we wanted to order. And I thought, two restaurants out of two primary products. So I'm thinking, are they not getting supplied or not moving enough stuff? They're not carrying stuff. So have you noticed this with restaurants you've ordered from? Have you noticed shortages on the menu? If you have, this is purely unscientific, but let me know, all right? Hey, at the end of the show today, we'll open it up for anyone that wants to call in. We haven't had too many takers, but if you've got Skype, get Skype loaded up. And we'll give you the instructions a little later on the show how to get into this. But let me go ahead and get into the stack of stuff I've got for you tonight. And I tell you, the first article set me right up in my chair. We've talked about location tracking, right? Listen to this. Here's the headline from CNBC. Facebook is developing new tools for researchers to track if social distancing is working. Facebook's Data for Good team is working on tools for public health researchers to help them figure out if the preventive measures such as social distancing designed to stop the spread of coronavirus COVID-19 are being followed. The company has stressed that it will protect people's privacy. Another headline off this says Google is also working on tools to track people's movement on a population level. According to Facebook, the maps that they're going to be giving researchers is co-location data, talking about the probability that people in one area will come into contact with each other. Movement range trends. How far are we moving around? This data is going to show at a regional level whether people are staying at home in the San Francisco Bay Area, for instance, a higher proportion of the population sheltering place as part of their job because of tech jobs, or are they moving around? And they're also going to come up with what they're calling a social connectedness index. And this data reveals friendships across states to show the areas where people might need more support. So let's talk about these three things. Hi, Martin. Thanks for joining the Facebook page. Co-location data. So they're going to look at where we are and potentially who we will come in contact with. Movement range, how far we're straying from home, how much we're not following Uncle Sam's or our specific country's requirements to not move around. Are we sheltering place or are we out wandering? A social connectedness index. Are we visiting our friends? Now, this is the thing that makes me really, really worried. For now, I'm going to emphasize for now. Now, Facebook didn't say this. This is Todd's words. For now, Facebook says it won't show patterns around the move of any specific individuals and won't be used to identify individuals who aren't adhering to social distancing or shelter-in-place guidelines. We think that Facebook and wider tech industry can continue to find innovative ways to help respond to the crisis. But we don't think that help entails comprising privacy. There's an emergency declaration across the entire United States. It gives the government broad authority to do a lot of things. Do they have to reveal that they may? Okay, let me just run a hypothetical. Let's say the government wants to know, are people really staying in their locations? Are they not moving around? Could the federal government tell Facebook, you'll give us this data, or Google and give us this data? You won't tell them we're doing this data, but we're going to put this in the big machine, and we're going to determine who's seeing who, where, when, and how, and track that across databases of health information. You think the government would do that? Do you think the government, at this point, we are literally losing billions and billions of dollars every day? People are non-earning billions and billions of dollars every day. This is going to end up costing us trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars before it's all over. Do you not think that they will use some clause within the emergency administration's authority that basically said, I want to see at a granular level who's going where and doing what? On his personal Facebook page, Mark Zuckerberg said the project could expand if it goes well. We're starting to roll this out in the United States this week, and if the results are promising, then we will quickly expand this globally in the days ahead. Now, let me back up. Did I not say here a few minutes ago that Google is working on tools to track people's movement as well? Facebook also said it won't be looking to why people in particular areas are or are not following the guidelines. A spokesperson noted instead the company will explore trends across population. For instance, some states have a larger population of people who transit for job or would struggle to work from home. Some users might also see a mention atop their news feed about a survey which asks for information about how they're feeling. That survey tool is developed by researchers at Carnegie Mellon University and designed to be used by health officials to figure out where and when to relax in shelter-in-place guidelines when there are still gaps in COVID-19 testing. Carnegie Mellon says it won't share the survey responses with Facebook. Public health experts say these tools from Silicon Valley's tech companies can be useful in large parts because of their reach. Google, Facebook, Apple, all these companies are already tracking us, but notice whose name was missing. Apple. Does that mean they're going to be doing something too? Facebook, again, isn't the only tech company pitching with you. Google's working on a similar efforts. Microsoft is designing chatbots and other tools for public health. Now, I am not necessarily a big conspiracy theorist here, but I'm sure there's a few of you that are thinking exactly what I'm thinking and wondering if this is exactly what's going to happen. This, ladies and gentlemen, scares the living hell out of me. To think that they're not Okay. So they're going to, who's paid them to do this? Are they doing this out of the kindness of their heart, thinking they can sell this data? And what really bothers me about this whole piece is this reporter did not question, did not provide commentary. They just gave the talking points that was provided by Facebook. All of us have to be under the consideration here that are they really going to use this in the way they say? Or the government's broad powers, because we're under a national emergency declaration. The president just compelled 3M to give us, what was the number? 180, I think that was the number. 180 million N95 masks a month. They were only originally going to give us 100, I think. And they compelled them to give 180 million a month, or sell the government 180 million. If you can make a company through the National Defense Act do something for you, again, billions and billions of billions of dollars, national GDP, we could be going into a depression, not a recession. So on the other hand, let's think about this for a second. Would you want this? Would you want this? I'd love to hear from you, geeknews@gmail.com. I'm reading a lot into this, yes, but it's oftentimes they put stuff directly in front of our face. Say, oh, we're not doing this, only 10 years later to find out, well, we really did. We tracked everyone down to like the square inch and used the big computer systems in the sky to look at everything, right? So what does this take, all this data? Well, yeah, when you have that kind of, I just accidentally closed the window. So when you have this kind of data becoming available, what do you need? Well, IBM today say that they're sharing AI tools to better understand and treat COVID-19. It's hoping to help researchers and frontline medical professionals. Okay, sounds great. They're going to be using a series of tools to help aggregate data, help researchers explore potential therapies, advance the study of new sequence SARS-CoV-2 genomes. It's AI deep search tools ingesting data from the White House, a coalition of researchers and licensed databases from the Drug Bank, clinicaltrials.gov, and GenBank. Qualified researchers can pose queries, and using machine learning, the system can quickly extract relevant information. It's capable of adding 100,000 PDFs per day. I guess it's also looking at 13,000 documents already. So they're also looking at data on 300 million genomic sequences, including the sequence public SARS-CoV-2 genomes. It just goes on and on. IBM's also bringing in COVID-19 data to mobile phones via the Weather Channel. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are using mobile ad location data. Listen to this. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are using mobile ad location data to spread the of COVID-19. Let me say that again. Let me listen. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are using mobile ad location data to study the spread of COVID-19. In the United States, it is not against the law for some advertiser to know who you are. There is no GDPR protection here. There is CCPA laws in California, but we are under a national emergency. So so we just talked about Facebook and Google and Microsoft. We're talking about IBM bringing in the AI. And now at the bottom of an article that if I had not read all the way through, you would not know The U.S. officials are using mobile ad location data to study the spread of COVID-19 from Engadget. Is anyone paying attention? Do you care? I'm astounded. Utterly astounded. They are going to do this. They're going to gain data on us using legal data that's available now. Information we've allowed companies to collect on us. And probably with the National Defense Allocation or some sort of legalese within the national apparatus, they probably swore Facebook to policy and said, you shall provide this to us and you shall shut your mouth. How far off do you think I am? There lies the question, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on. Zoom. I like Zoom, but Zoom's had a bad week. All kinds of crazy stuff come out. Schools are banning the use of Zoom. Zoom was stupid. They could have rode the rocket ship. But now people are looking for additional systems. Of course, Zoom's been getting a bunch of updates because they're trying to unscrew this mess they've made for themselves. I mean, it's probably no wonder Zoom was as cheap as it was, $120-some a year, I think. Because they're collecting this data on us and selling data back to Facebook, selling data back to other companies. So they've come up with a list of 12 Zoom alternatives that you could look at. Group FaceTime, Microsoft Skype, and Teams. I like Skype a lot. You know, obviously I use that here in the studio for interviews. There's Cisco WebEx meetings. My company uses that. We use GoToMeeting. We have, again, both Zoom and GoToMeeting. Signal is another one. That's a highly secure system. Jitsi, self-hosted if you know how to run that. Google Hangout Meets. There's a lot of different ways. Slack, video conferencing. It just goes on and on and on. So anyway, long story here is that Zoom is kind of on the out right now. I still like it, and it's too bad they've run into the problems they have. You know, I often wonder when I'm talking about some of this stuff, I often wonder wait for the boot to the door or my Facebook stream to go down. I'm noticing today that we're not getting many people on Facebook. Where, you know, there must be some logo that's keeping the feed out of people's eyeballs or today. Because the Facebook Live is kind of low. I don't think it's because they're watching the president's press conference. Maybe they are. But, you know, whenever I start bashing on Facebook, it makes me wonder. I look at the live stream numbers thinking, well, how long before they shut me down? I am on their platform. Don't forget, geeknewscentral.com is the website. You can always come to the website and find the show. If I get booted off of these platforms for some sort of social issue, if I come up missing, you know, you can almost be guaranteed it, find out if I made it to work or not. I only have 11.5-mile drive. So, and I don't think there's any there is one big lake in between, my house in here. So, you know, definitely check the bottom of the lake for brakes fail on my car or something like that. You know, you wonder, you start talking this stuff. You just wonder if all of a sudden you're going to have a traffic accident or something. you laugh, but you know, sometimes I wonder, I really, really do. Hey, Apple is going to battle COVID-19 by designing and making millions of medical face shields. So they're using their manufacturing industries in both China and the United States to make these. They're promising a million a week. Well, good on Apple to do that. So anytime anyone's bringing in supplies, they get kudos from me. Oh, I did talk already about school districts are reportedly banning Zoom over security issues. The New York City Department of Education told teachers to switch to Microsoft Teams. You know, what's one can't be better than the other, I don't think. But anyway, that's what they went to. So Zoom, boy, what a time to have a total screw up. Also, YouTube will throttle coronavirus 5G conspiracy videos. I wonder if anybody, let me look over and see if anybody's watching today on YouTube. Yeah, we got a few people watching on YouTube, but again, when I say stuff here, I just wonder if the logos push me down a little bit. So the site will reduce recommendation of videos about a false theory connecting 5G to the coronavirus and COVID-19. It will not stop short. Yeah, can you believe this? Some people are thinking 5G is causing coronavirus. If that's, you know, just so everyone understands, 5G is millimeter wave. It's at a very, very high frequency. And if you are in your home and you're not standing by a window, it's almost guaranteed that 5G won't even be able to penetrate and probably won't even penetrate the window. It's really not a robust signal. I've said from many times, you have to be out in clear line of sight from wherever that transmitter's at. Let's say it's sitting on a hill. You almost physically have to see that antenna or that transmitter and have a receiving antenna to get that signal. It's if there's a tree in between or a building, it's just not robust. That it doesn't go through walls, doesn't go through concrete. And I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. To get 5G in your house, you have to have an antenna inside that'll run a wire coming inside to be able to. So there's when I think about people talking about coronavirus being created or being caused by 5G, I'm just like, the electronics guy in me laughs. You know, it really, really does. I don't know if it'll penetrate human flesh. It'll go through us, but it's definitely not going through walls. And yeah, it isn't. It's at a wavelength. Again, do your research and look at how frequencies work. We'll talk about 2.4 gigahertz. Okay, that's many of you have heard about that, and UHF frequencies. They are designed to have really great penetration through walls, and it's a very robust frequency range, right? But when you talk about millimeter wave up at like 40, 45 gigahertz, and you look at the difference in the sine wave, and that's what it is, a sine wave, the difference between 2.4 and 45 gigahertz is huge. And so, no, you're not going to get coronavirus from 5G. It's the most stupidest theory out there. It really, really is. And anyone that is portraying that or putting that forth, if that's the case, I used to work with a lot of high frequency stuff in the past. I'd have been dead 10 times over. Oh my goodness. Hey, Michael, you'll need to listen to the beginning of the show, my friend. I've got some great stuff in there today. If you missed it in the beginning, you've got to go back and listen to the first beginning of the show. So I won't spoil it. You have to go back and listen. Also, you know, have to give credit where credit's due. All these healthcare workers are heroes out there taking care of everyone that's sick. A Google Doodle gives thanks to scientists battling coronavirus, and I'm sure that extends to anyone else that's on the front lines out there doing stuff. And what they basically did is had, kind of a mad scientist type of E at the end of the Google word for those of you that are listening. Amazon warehouse workers are getting ready to strike again. So not strike, protest. So they're planning another protest in Staten Island. This demonstration is following the firing of six. Oh, Monday's demonstration follows the firing of strike organizer Christian Smalls last week. Ooh, that's interesting. I didn't know they fired him. The location gained national attention last week when strike organizer Christian Smalls was fired the same day as the previous demonstration. Amazon said he violated a company mandated quarantine order when he attended last week's rally. Oh, this guy had COVID-19. Or maybe had been exposed to COVID-19. I don't know. But he was fired. Wow. Amazon's been facing growing pressure. So I'm not saying he had. Again, I want to be clear here. I did not say he had COVID-19. The article says that the location gained national attention last week when strike organizer Christian Smalls was fired the same day as the previous demonstration. Again, Amazon said he violated company-mandated quarantine order. So that's what the company said. So he had definitely appears, at least in my opinion, to have exposure or who knows what. All right here. Boy, oh boy. Going to protest the hand that feeds you, I guess. There's a comet coming our way. It could blaze into view this month. A little science news. It's called Atlas. It's already visible in telescopes and high-powered binoculars. The comet may be bright enough to see with the naked eye by the end of April. So, a little science and space news. And at the same time, April's super pink moon is expected to be the fullest of 2020. Here's what to expect on Tuesday, April 7th. At 2:08 p.m., the moon will arrive at its closest point to Earth for the year 2020. At a distance of 221,772 miles, and 8 hours and 35 minutes later, the moon will officially turn full. So, although a full moon theoretically lasts just a moment, that moment is imperceptible to ordinary observations, and for a day or so before and after, most of us will see a full moon, and people will get a little weird out there. But anyway, so at 2:08 p.m. Eastern, I don't think we can see the moon at 2:08 in the afternoon, although I did see it the other day pretty early in the morning because of the sun reflection and so forth. But we should have a big moon on Tuesday night. All right. You know, it's awesome when the moon is like that. It just looks so big in the sky. You know, some of it's optical illusion, obviously. But don't you love it when you gasp because the moon looks so big? I haven't had one of those in a long, long time. I'd like to see one. Hey, a mini ozone hole has opened up over the Arctic. And yes, that's kind of weird. And we know that Antarctica is usually the home of the ozone layer. But this year, the Arctic is getting in on action. It's not the first time. And so NASA has likened the ozone layer to atmospheric sunscreen. Of course, it protects the sun, quote unquote. And so the European Space Agency said unusual atmospheric conditions are to blame, including freezing temperatures in the stratosphere, an extremely strong polar vortex, and the arrival of post-winter sunlight. Let's see what else. And of course, we're not driving right now, right? Not too many cars are on the road. And of course, last year, the ozone hole in Antarctica was the smallest. So anyway, move on from space news here. Google News gets a dedicated coronavirus hub as the company prepares to celebrate key workers. So they've got a dedicated hub, and I'm sure anyone who goes there is going to get tracked. Hey, a 13-inch MacBook Pro refresh could be coming this May. So far, Apple has introduced its new scissor switch keyboard to its 16-inch MacBook Pro. The company later its MacBook Air with the new scissor switch keyboard. And I keep cleaning mine. I got a little crumbs on it this weekend and, you know, freaked out. Remember, when that happens, turn your laptop up, shake those. Don't blow the crumbs around. And, you know, compressed. That is not the time for compressed air. But it's been a while since the 13-inch MacBook Pro was refreshed. It's only really a matter of when. We'll see what happens here. Might see some new storage configurations, but probably the keyboard is the biggest thing. We talked about it on the last show, I believe, Microsoft, or a couple of shows ago, Microsoft Edge has surpassed Firefox usage share. So I haven't got a chance. Someone told me, I believe via Facebook, that there is a Mac version of Edge. I just haven't went out and looked for it to play with it. Michael says, going back to the 5G stuff, Michael said, it's not that it causes a virus. A conspiracy is that the signal penetration weakens those with pre-existing conditions known or un... Okay. Let me just, again, go back to the theory of this. That signal is very low power. It has very little range. And again, it can't penetrate a house. If you're in a home, 5G signal cannot get through the majority of your home. And it's not like it's going to bounce around. It's a direct line of sight frequency. So total hogwash. I'm just total hogwash. Three employees at Blue Origin test positive for COVID-19 after workers voiced concern over test launch. The company says it's done a deep cleaning of the areas visited by the employees. So, this was announced over the weekend, days after Blue Origin management pressured employees to conduct an upcoming test launch of the company's new Shepard rocket during a meeting. Over the weekend, we first had two more Blue Origin employees test positive. The senior director of organizational development at Blue Origin wrote in an email referencing another employee had been confirmed on Friday. The two new confirmed cases are a married couple who worked at Blue Origin. Just like, yep, that's nice, giving away who it is. One was last in the office as early as February, as April 3rd, while the other had last been in the office on March 27th. So anyway, I'm sure they're doing contract tracing and all that. So it's probably another industry that'll be shut down. The FCC is not going to investigate President Trump over alleged misinformation. They say, we will not censor the news, says the FCC chairman. The FCC announcement came in response to an emergency petition by the advocacy group Free Press, which could call on the commission to investigate the spread of false COVID-19 information via broadcast outlets across the United States. In particular, Free Press alleged the president was spreading misinformation about the efficacy of the drug hydroxychloroquine, which has been erroneously promoted as a miracle cure for the ongoing pandemic. If I could get that prescription, I would take it right now. I've taken that drug before for malaria prevention, took it for months on end. It's just an itty bitty little pill and never had any problem. If I could sign me up, I'll sign up for the test. I'll sign up for how they're doing it as a prevention. Sign me up. I'll take it. All those folks in that group, please, please don't take it when you are going into the hospital, okay? I'm talking about a lot of the drug. We just won't get into it. People don't want anything to work. If it doesn't work, it's not, again, I knew lots of sailors taking that drug for many years. A little more techie, the best USB-C hubs for your laptops or your tablet. And a list of them that are available from the folks at PC World. Let's see what they're recommending here. How many of these were paid? Who is this one by? Aukey. They've got one by Amazon Basics. Oh, thank you. See that little pop-up that came up there? Vava, not familiar with those. Not familiar with that one. Yeah, a whole bunch of other ones. Anchor. All the typical ones, Lenovo. So this doesn't look like a paid promo. I've actually used this one here, Vava. Let's see here. So, yeah, this is not promoting a single one, but a bunch of different ones. And they made the Aukey at $8.03 as their most popular USB-C hub. So if you're looking for a USB-C hub, the link will be up in the show notes. Okay, NASA sees an exponential jump in malware attacks as personal work from home. Of course, people are knowing that people are working on their work computers at home, and they think that they can basically get in. A new wave of cyber attacks is targeting federal agency personnel required to telework from home. The doubling of email phishing attempts, exponential increases in malware attacks, double the number of mitigation blocking of NASA systems to try access malicious sites. due to users accessing the internet. And they say the last item is particularly concerning because it's just us that NASA employees and contractors are clicking on malicious links sent in email and text messages at twice the rate as normal. Tricking people into clicking on malicious links or open malicious email attachments remain one of the easiest way to gain entry into an enterprise network and individual computers, of course. So, anyway, there, just be aware. You're working from home, you get an email that seems weird. It, you know, be careful what you open. I don't open anything anymore, hardly, if I don't exactly know who it's come from. And sometimes I confirm with the person, did you send me this? Google updates Pixel 4 with Eyes Open Fix for Face Unlock. So if you've got a Pixel 4 that basically they can't unlock your phone now with when you're sleeping. And of course, Apple's had this in place since 2017, but a nice fix. Over on BuzzFeed, the coronavirus is forcing religious communities apart. Can technology hold them together? Be amazed at the number of calls and number of people that are from faith-based organizations that are looking to jump into podcasting. They're trying to do live streaming. They're trying to figure out how to get their tithing done online. It just goes on and on and on. It shows you that there's still a lot of folks that are never really experienced online. A lot of the advanced churches and so forth have already had great social media teams and done live streaming and the whole nine yards. But you know, most churches are empty. There's a few that haven't been, which is crazy. But and of course, tech, you know, a lot of these churches maybe don't have the money to put in expensive stuff. But I tell you, I just saw New Tech sent me an email. New Tech is the company that runs, basically powers the New Tech NDI and my New Tech TriCaster is what I use here technology. But New Tech has an app and it allows you to basically use your phone as a webcam. So if you don't have a webcam on your computer, you just have to install two pieces of software, one on your phone, one on your computer, and it basically makes your computer think your phone is the webcam. It's really, really slick. It works really, really great. If anybody wants information on that, email me directly, and you might not even be able to buy a webcam right now. So if you have a computer that doesn't have a webcam, they're making the software free for the next 60 days to anyone that needs it. Again, it makes your phone camera a webcam for your computer, PC or Mac, and it works really, really slick. So as an example, let me show you something here. When I bring up, so those of you watching, oops, wrong button. When I bring up that picture right there, what that is digital IP. That is that's basically that computer sending over the LAN, sending the signal to the computer, and it thinks it's a video feed. It's not, it goes over the network. So same as this picture here is there's no physical cable between the camera that's showing this image than what's actually going on in the box. It's all done on IP, over the internet cable. I've actually got an internet cable plugged into the back of this camera. Now I do have a backup SDI cable run in case the network fails. I can do a quick switch here and I can still be online. So, but primarily we're being fed via, through an internet protocol. So then you can use your phone and actually do Zoom or do Skype or whatever it is without actually using the app on your phone. You can do it right on your computer. So anyway, anyone wants that info, look for New Tech HDX technology is what it really is. Apple supplier Foxconn sales are down 7.7% in March. No surprise there. Swarm, remember about Swarm? Swarm has finally got its full regulatory approval to launch its satellites, even though it had launched some already without necessary approvals. So Swarm violated FCC's rules and forced to pay a $900,000 penalty. The company appears ready to move on, having received all regulatory approval to operate commercially in the U.S. and in several other countries over international waters. We're a step closer to providing affordable satellite connectivity to the world. So in 2017, the FCC denied Swarm's application to launch its satellites, saying they could pose a safety hazard. But Swarm went ahead and launched 4 CubeSats without obtaining necessary approvals. They weren't happy about that. So ultimately, Swarm hopes to deploy an affordable satellite data network that can be used for IoT applications. Swarm now has ground station in US, UK, Antarctica, New Zealand, and the Azores, and it expects to have around 30 more ground stations. So we'll see what happens with them. Airbnb is raising $1 billion amid fallout from coronavirus. They've got to go out and get some cash. So it was led by Silver Lake and Sixth Street Partners, a very big venture capital firms. These are big boys. The company's valuation has fallen about $26 billion from $31 billion in 2017 as its business slows. So it went from lost $5 billion so far. And of course, they don't know if Airbnb will go public or not this year. But again, raising another $1 billion to really just stay afloat and stay in business. So again, we talked earlier about Facebook and Carnegie Mellon launching survey to track COVID. Oh, they got a survey now. This is crazy. We talked about this in an early show. You guys can read this, all this stuff that's going on. Robots have replaced university students in a Zoom graduation ceremony. So NUMI telepresence robots stand in for university students at graduation due to the concerns over the coronavirus in Japan. And basically, it turns to face the audience, and it's got the picture of the student on there who is graduating. It's over live video. They're getting their graduation diplomas. When you got university people that can't walk, number one, they've saved a lot of money. maybe they already bought their robes and gowns and hats and sashes and everything else, but they've worked as an avatar to graduate university. Kind of an interesting way to do it. So congratulations, regardless. The Google Pixel Buds 2 briefly was listed by U.S. retailers. Key features been confirmed, and then as quick as it appeared, it went away. So someone may have jumped the gun and put those online before they were supposed to. So, of course, they were unveiled at the Made by Google event last year. The updated Pixel Buds will cost $170 and feature a 12-millimeter dynamic drivers, water resistance touch control, as well as real-time translations. So this is where they were listed, and this is kind of what they're going to look like. For those of you who are watching the show, link will be up in the show notes. This is released by the folks over at AndroidCentral.com. New York Hospital is going to get 3,000 phone chargers for coronavirus patients. I guess people are forgetting to take their chargers to them with the hospital. So if you are feeling sick, have a go bag. Have a go bag ready to go. Because if you go to the hospital, no one can come to see you. Remember this. If you go to the hospital for coronavirus, you're going in and no one's coming with you. And getting stuff to you might be very hard because your family is not supposed to come to the hospital. So have a go bag. If you're starting to get sniffles or whatever, have a go bag. Your phone, your tablet, charger. Because it's going to suck. It's going to suck. If you get to the hospital, you think life being sick is bad. Think about all of a sudden not having your phone. You know, if it's me, I'm going to have my laptop, tablet, charger. I'm going to have a power battery in there. I'm going to have all the cables I need. I may end up in ICU, but my computer is going to be with me, you know, when I come to the hospital. I might die online, literally, but at least I'll be online. I shouldn't joke, but no, have a go bag. If you're starting to feel bad, because the way this thing goes, everyone says, yes, all of a sudden it goes from not being so bad to being really bad in an instant, and time is of the essence. You need to have a go bag. What's new on Netflix the week of April 6, 2020? There's a bunch of stuff out. What's in here that looks interesting to me? I don't see a bunch of Netflix originals coming. Brew Brothers, LA Originals, La Vie Soleil, Love Wedding Repeat, The Main Event, Tiger Tail. These are all coming on April 10th. A bunch of stuff leaving as well. So link will be up in the show notes on that. Tesla previews ventilator powered by Model 3 tech. There's a YouTube video on it. Pretty cool. Definitely check that out. It's it'll be linked in the show notes, an article by The Verge. As well, Google Maps is starting putting restaurant takeout and delivery options front and center. So I noticed that too today. I went and searched for a, the place I got some, was going to order some wings from. They said they had takeout available. It was called, it's a Wings Etc. It's a, supposedly a chain, I think. And the only thing I had a problem with their website is I had a hell of a time finding their phone number. I had to go back to the Google listing. If you're going to have a website, make sure your phone number's on your page, especially if you've got your menu up, you're ready to order, you don't want to back up and around. So, but I noticed that on the Google search, it said takeout ready or, you know. Also, Uber is launching an effort to help drivers find other work during the coronavirus crisis. I sent that to both my son and daughter because they both drive for Uber. So I told them to check out this new thing called the Work Hug. It can be found. You find gigs with Uber Eats, Uber Freight, and a dozen other companies. Probably don't have as many options in Hawaii as they do in the mainland, but at least I linked that to them. And let's see here, what else? Oh, YouTube is going to start removing videos that falsely link the COVID-19 virus to the 5G thing. Some mobile news. TCL's first flagship phones look really nice. And I don't know if you're a TCL fan at all, but months after teasing us with a preview of its flagship series at CES, TCL is finally ready to officially launch its first full-fledged smartphone under its own brand. So the TV directly in front of me is that a TCL brand? Let me look. Yeah, it's a TCL. It's a Roku TV. The one that's directly in front of me is a TCL. So they got their own mobile phone here. Okay, bada bing, bada boom. 13 virtual travel experiences for your family to enjoy together. So if you're planning going to the San Diego Zoo and you can't go, you can, or Houston Zoo or the Monterey Bay Aquarium of the Pacific. Now, that's a good one. Virtual tours of the Grand Canyon. So this is some fun stuff, moms and dads. If you're looking for a little history, we can... You can go through a Buckingham Palace and Sistine Chapel. There's some stuff there that I want to see. Miami beaches, national parks, live beaches. Of course, there's a great time to look at empty beaches. I think photographers are probably having a heyday with this. If I was a photographer, I'd be out with my camera shooting all kinds of stuff. Of course, you know, in some countries, you risk arrest. I saw a Facebook post from a gal I know that lives in France. Her father is in intensive care for COVID-19, and she took her kids about 13 kilometers away from she was to walk in this park, and she got a ticket, £130 ticket for being 1.5 kilometers and further from her house. If she's caught again, it's €130 on the second and also potentially 1 year in jail. They're not messing around. You can only go 1.5 kilometers from your home in France. Can you imagine telling people in the United States you can? And 1.5 miles doesn't get me. Well, I could actually probably get milk. That'd be about the only thing I could get, and some gas, because there is a convenience store about a mile and a half from my house. But that would, they're being hardcore in France. Google Fi. They've got some good plans right now. Google's own carrier's offering definitely has some appealing features. I'll have that link up in the show notes to check out. And also, best Gmail for desktop tips and tricks in 2020. For many of you are probably living in Gmail a lot. Now, I did get a email that came in that asked me a question, being that I spent some time in the Navy, 25 years or so. Where did I put that? It came from one of our longtime listeners in Israel. How come I don't have it in my... I swore I put it there. Did I put it in a different folder? Where did I put it? I'll search for his email right now. Because I want to read it. Where did I stick it at? Wow, I was in the right folder. I guess I wasn't in there. He said, Todd, I know that you were in the Navy Halibut, not so much a carrier sailor. However, your thoughts about Captain Crozier, a hero or victim of Big Navy? Well, here's the thing. Command. It doesn't matter if you're in the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard. Having command is a big thing. It's sacred trust. And they screen individuals for command. And when you are screened, they look at a lot of things. But the main thing they look for is, do you have common sense? Can you think on your feet? Can you not panic? Do you know how to take care of sailors? Are you a good administrator? But there's just something that sets commanding officers apart. And it doesn't matter if they're a commanding officer of a ship, squadron, hospital, is there has to be trust. Absolute, unequivocal, unadulterated, 100% trust. So for me, when I was a senior enlisted, and my commanding officer would call me into his office and tell me, Todd, what do you think? It wasn't my job to bullshit him. It was not my job to tell him stories, make excuses. My job was to tell him the facts and give my opinion, my professional opinion, and tell him how, if it was a question about how we should do something, how we should approach something, if it was a personnel issue, if it was it didn't matter. And so there's trust up and down the chain of command. When I retired as a senior chief, I had a department head that I answered to specifically. My department head answered to the skipper, and my department head would often ask me questions about something that was going on that he would relay to the skipper. And the skipper has a superior. The skipper has someone above him, whether he's a commander, a captain, or an admiral. He has a boss. And there has to be this absolute, unequivocal trust, because if the commodore, in my situation, I was in a command where the commanding officer was a commander. If the commodore called, if the captain called my skipper and asked him a question, he wanted a direct, honest question with feedback. It was all about this trust issue. And when you lose trust, it's done. You're done. Doesn't matter where you are in the chain of command. If they lose faith or trust in you to be able to execute your duties and be able to protect your people and give an honest answer and think on your feet and not be panicked, you're done. You're fired. And they find someone else to do your job. So it's a military thing. And it's very, very strict. In business, there's some of the same kind of stuff, but it's not life or death. So and we don't know the dynamics and the politics, because there's a lot of that going on. And you have an individual who is in charge of a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, potentially with nuclear weapons on board. I don't know, just potentially. When you have squadrons of aircraft aboard the carrier, you have 5,000 people, and there's other commanding officers within that, and the flag is riding along with you. Your boss is 20 feet down the hallway in a stateroom. He's running the task force. He's got 14 or 15 ships with him. So this guy's got a star on his shoulder. That's the captain of that boat's boss. He lives 20 feet from him, right? So when you are doing this interaction, so you've got a star, a captain that's the CEO of the boat, and then commanders that are in charge of the squadrons, you've got executive officers, you've got master chiefs, you know, this whole infrastructure of of structured it down. I have cohorts that are equal rank, but work in a different position. I could end up working from a person of equal rank just because of the position they're in. But it all boils back to trust. So you have to, I call it stay in your swim lane. I would never, ever go around my boss unless I was worried about life, limb, that type of stuff. If I thought my boss was putting people in jeopardy, I would go around. That's a very, very, you better have your shit squared away when you do that. When you go around the chain of command, you're because you're going to tell whoever is above that person what's wrong, and that person is going to get called into the carpet, and you had better be right. It's not going to be a secret. This is not like I come in and I'm probably going to be standing there when they bring my boss in, the charges I have accused him of, we're going to have a discussion, right? So you better be 100% right to go outside the swim lane. And vice versa, it goes the other way. So he was communicating, according to the Secretary of Defense, up the chain of command, what was going on. If he felt the Commodore on the boat was not taking his issues seriously, this is a Pacific ship, he should have went to Pacific Command. He should have went to his boss's boss. Say, listen, he's not listening to what's going on. I've got a problem. I don't feel I'm getting what I'm needing. And Pacific Command then would have come back and said, okay, we need to have a conversation. Same situation, right? But if you are communicating up the chain of command and you're getting responses back, that's how it flows, up and down, stays in the swim lane. And then if you're not getting responses, okay, so let's take it a step further. Let's say he had a concern. He went around his boss and took it to Pacific Command, and Pacific Command showed him the hand, and then he went higher. Again, the Secretary of the Navy is a civilian. There's a long ways to go till you get to a 4-star that answers to the Secretary of the Navy. But the Secretary of Navy's office was communicating through the admiral in that office, directly communicating back to the ship. Now, I don't know what was happening. They told him help was on the way. So for whatever reason, which I'm sure we're going to hear now in the news, because the president said today he's going to look into this, this captain on the ship freaked out. This is what I think happened. I think he saw his sailors getting sick. Things weren't moving as fast as he thought they should. You're out in Guam. Guam is a hell of a long ways. Let me tell you. So you fly 10 hours from Washington, D.C. to get to Hawaii. You transfer airplanes. It's another 7 hours to Guam. It's 17 flight hours to get to Guam from Washington, D.C. It's 7 hours from getting some from Hawaii to, so apparently, and you can now imagine you're trying to do a lift. You're trying to get medical supplies and other stuff coming. 24, 36 hours. He's freaking out. He's panicking. So he, in a hasty, in my opinion, poor judgment, writes a 5-page letter, sends it supposedly to 28 people outside his chain of command, and basically does a big SOS. Let's say everyone was ignoring him. Everyone. Let's say the Secretary of Navy is lying, which I highly doubt, and says that help wasn't coming. That is a big deal. That's going way, way out of your swim lane. if and I'm sure the Secretary of Navy probably called the star in Pacific Fleet and said, "Admiral, has Captain Gully or Crozier called? Haven't heard from him." And his letters on the San Francisco Times. Loss of confidence is the word. When I was a junior enlisted flying C-12s or flying, basically I was a flight steward out of Lemoore, California. I'd have the captain from NAS Lemoore would tell me, "Hey, get the airplane ready. We're going to Fallon, Nevada." And it maybe be a 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we'd get on the airplane and it would be the captain and it would be the JAG, which is basically the Navy lawyer. And I'd say, "Where are we going today?" "Well, we're going to Fallon to fire a skipper." And I basically knew from that point forward to keep my mouth shut. Because we would land and we would, the ladder would pop down and the captain and the JAG would walk off. And the captain, the skipper would meet us at the airplane. I've seen this play out dozens of times. They go inside to a squadron office. You're relieved of command. They put the executive officer, make him the new CEO, do the paperwork. And the captain would be back on the airplane and we'd be on our way back to Lemoore within 15 minutes. It takes 15 minutes to fire a skipper. And some of the stuff that I've heard skippers getting fired over is much less than what this guy has done. Too many DUIs in a squadron. Too many, someone gets hurt. It just goes on and on the list. It's all about loss of confidence. And when the chain of command loses confidence with the leadership of a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, your ass is getting fired. That's just how it works. So civilians can't understand it. They're saying all this fog of war, what's going on with coronavirus, all this stuff. He went way too far out of his swim lane, did something he shouldn't have. He panicked. Pure loss of confidence. If I was the Secretary of Navy, and if I only know what I've heard in the news, and if that information is true, I'd have fired his ass too. Now, I might be wrong. I don't know all the facts. But spending 25 years in the Navy, sometimes you don't know all the facts. And I've heard out later why, I had a skipper that was fired because he went into his office and played video poker half the day. And the only reason they find out is he wasn't getting anything. Everything was getting done. He was good on paper. But when they did an audit of the command's computers and found out that the skipper's computer was half the day logged in on a video poker site, fired. Loss of confidence. So it's just, you get fired for anything, And usually people are reassigned. And sometimes, typically they never dig themselves out of the hole. That's it. They're done. They're not going up the food chain any further. This guy may get a pass, but he's a captain, successful. I'm sure he panicked. One bad move, but the military is not forgiving. One bad move can cause thousands of people to die. So commanding officers have and are given special powers. Commanding officers can sentence you to jail or restriction. They can put you in restriction for up to 60 days. They can take half your pay. They can give you extra duty. They can reduce you in rank. They can send you to court-martial, where court-martial can send you to jail. Commanding officers have an amazing amount of power. Sometimes things are too big. Someone screws up too big. It's out of the skipper's hands. He has to send them to court-martial. And I went and testified at court-martials before. Court-martials are a pretty big deal because you're going to send someone to the brig, send them to jail for months. So anyway, that's my opinion. We'll see over time, but based on what I know right now, I'd have fired him as well. Okay, so, hey, Jim, thank you so much. Jim's on the stream. Jim is a retired Master Chief, I believe. Didn't you retire? Did you? You made it to 9, didn't you, Jim? Or did you retire with me at 8? I can't remember. But that's just kind of how it works, folks. And, you know, the sailors may love a skipper. It doesn't mean that, you know, love is cool. You can love a commanding officer. He can still get fired for doing something stupid. And you can still like the guy. And you want to, you know, you want to smack him in the head. What the hell did you do that for? So, you know, I think that's kind of how it works. And that's the Navy way. You know, same thing on an airplane. You know, airplanes, crews are a little bit different. I flew with a bunch of crews. We all rely on each other. Everyone has their own job. We're protecting each other, making sure that we're not going to get killed and making sure the people we're supporting are not going to get killed. And, you know, there's been times I've stepped on the ICS and I've yelled at the pilot in a professional way to turn the airplane a certain way expeditiously. But it's done in a professional standpoint. If they don't do what you say, then you maybe have a conversation later on what happened, but there's crew coordination. You work together. There's still a chain of command. It's a little bit different dynamic, but in the same point, if they listen to you and you tell them to turn brake right or whatever you tell them to do and they don't do it, then what if someone had shot a missile at you? Or, you know, there's all kinds of crazy things that could have happened. And so we all trust each other to do our jobs. And very few times that I flew in the 20 plus years that I flew in P3s, there was only one time that a pilot didn't listen to me and it ended badly. And the pilot ended up being fired. So, you know, so you can only do what you do or you regroup and learn from it. But doesn't mean that I necessarily didn't like the guy. He just made a stupid call. And, you know, I've made some stupid calls in my career and I got my, well, you know, when I made, when I made E7, you have, your responsibility changes to a senior enlisted. And I did something stupid one day and I got took to the, what we call the mess, and my master chief ripped me a new asshole up, down, and one the other. And we walked out of there as friends, but I got dressed down and I learned my mistake and I moved on. In that instance, it didn't require me to be administratively punished, but it was something I had done stupid that just needed to be addressed. And everyone makes a mistake or two in their career, but you don't make a career, you don't make such a public mistake that you lose faith of your chain of command. But anyway, I spent a lot of time on this. Yes, Jim, you did make Master Chief. So, you know, sorry, you're an odd one. For those of you who don't know, evens and odds, I end up as an even. Jimmy ended up as an odd, but his retirement check is much bigger than mine. All right. Well, anyway, folks, I'm going to open up to anyone that wants to call in here. The official part of the show is over. I went really long today. Holy crap. Anywhere near, I hope that gives you my thoughts on that. And, I don't know, Jim, based on what you have heard of the news, do you think he needed to get fired? Let's see what Jim has to say. He's a grizzly master chief. So anyway, again, we don't know all the facts, but, it's pretty public what he did that he shouldn't have done. And, but that's what happens. And there's his boss was right down the hallway. He could have took this too. And if he didn't, now his boss, I think, is actually running the ship. I don't know if they gave it to the XO or not. I would assume that they had. But, anyway, so if you want to call in, we'll wrap up here. Geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Thanks for supporting your sponsor. Definitely consider becoming an insider, geeknewscentral.com/insider. And, definitely want to hear you. I'll be back on Thursday and we'll have another show here from the studio. But if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to. Actually, I'm going to change that to a different number. Let me edit this. We're going to be on GNC Pod 2 tonight. If you want to call in on the on Skype and have a comment here at the end, Otherwise, the rest of you, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on the Geek News Central podcast.
Everybody.
Hey, partner, how you doing?
Good, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. Long time, no talk.
Well, you know, fight the forces of evil, trying to keep the world safe for democracy, because that's what we do.
That's right. And we won't go into Jim's job too much, but what he says is exactly true.
So, you know, what's really interesting is that they had a plan in place, because he didn't feel like things were moving fast enough, just like when we were active duty, you know, you've got that one person that thinks they've got all the answers, and you've got a plan in place, they don't like your plan, and they go over your head and go talk to the skipper, and they pass you over, your division officer, your maintenance officer, and they go to the skipper, and the skipper's like, I think I'll address them.
Don't worry, I'm making a change here.
Okay. But anyway, it really goes south quick. So when that comes back, and usually it goes really fast uphill, it goes even faster down.
That's right. It does. It does. And
because you think about that, they offloaded. They said they offloaded some 1,200 or 1,300. I don't remember the number. You know how many planes that is to airlift somebody?
Well, they put them in hotels. They put them in empty hotels in Guam on Hotel Row.
Even if you go down to Tamuni,
right?
That's still 1,300 rooms. I probably, yeah, they're scotch, but they just tore up Naval Hospital.
Right.
Naval Hospital's not there. It's not even no longer a Naval Hospital. It's now a clinic.
A clinic, right? There's no hospital there. Yeah.
You could fill up U.S. at the Mercy or the Comfort, as many people as they took off that ER.
That's right.
Give you a scale.
Yeah.
And they were probably moving in some tents. They were probably, I'm surprised they didn't stick them out there at Anderson Air Force Base at the auxiliary landing field. Or up there
I don't even know if they offloaded the air group. I didn't even hear that. Or did they leave the air group on the plane, on the carrier?
I don't know if they did or not. If anything, they flew off to Anderson. So they could either way is for minimum crew. But even if you took off the air wing, you know how many tankers that's going to take to get all those little, you know, Miatas all the way back over stateside? Good Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, all these, this guy made one mistake, but look at all the ramifications that happen from, you know, people had a plan.
That's right.
And man.
You know, when I heard the news about this letter, the first thing in my mind was that dude's done. I didn't even, I just in my mind, I'm like, well, he's fired. You know, the Navy took a couple of days, but my mind was like, he's done.
can you imagine?
Can you imagine the chief's mess?
The senior enlisted sitting in the mess, or even sitting in her office, skipper comes in and says, "Hey, this is what I've done." And you've got to look at the skipper straight in the face and go, "Sir,
was that really smart?
Do you think maybe?
Do you think you should have talked to me about this?"
Yeah, would you? I used to have that sign up there, you know. First rule of leadership, it's your fault.
That's right.
Right? You know? And I think maybe we should have chatted about this before you went and inserted a foot in the mouth.
You know, even if he took it to the XO and say, "Hey, can you proof this before I send it?" The XO would have been like, "No, we shouldn't send this."
And think about this. I know he panicked.
Oh, I know he did. Yeah.
You've got six or seven squadrons plus a couple others. You probably have 8-9 commanding officers.
Yep.
For that ship, you probably could have had a quorum with.
You probably could have said, "Hey, can we talk for 5 minutes off the record?"
Yeah. Could we have
or go to the Master Chief and say, "Hey, Master Chief, am I freaking out here?" And the Master Chief would have read that and like, "Sir.
So
let me help you out here."
remember talking to Brett, you know?
Yeah.
In one berthing, there's 32 Master Chiefs.
That's right.
In one berthing aboard that ship. I mean, that's damn near 3 tons of naval leadership that you could touch in a heartbeat.
You know, you think that it's like, well, you think about that 32 times 25 years of service each. It's not like, and here's the thing for the folks that are following along that don't understand this. You know, Jim and I are part of a group where even though, let's say, if I was working for Jim, I could go to Jim and say, hey, what do you think? And Jim would be like, no. Or Jim could come to me and say, hey, what do you think? And I'd be like, I don't think I'd go with that. You know, we'd have that conversation, or it'd be like, okay, thank you for advice. I'm going to do it anyway. Because, you know, we've both done that, you know.
Thank you for your input. Yeah. This is our path of
proceeding. That's right. Thank you for input. Thank you for your concern. We're going my plan anyway.
My eyes are 3 bags full speed ahead. And over the side we go.
Or have been told, this is what we're going to do. And you kind of just, you do that sideways look at your brother, or you're, you know, you kind of like, oh, no. Roger that. Let's, you know, you tell the guys, okay, this is what we're doing. Even in the back of your mind, you're thinking, this is the stupidest thing we've ever done. But again, not affecting life, limb, you know, this is where you have this ability. If you think someone is endangering you, you know, and making a bad call, this is where you go out of the swim lane and you go one step up, say, hey, we're going to kill somebody here. You know, and so
I just literally, when the first time I heard that, every time I hear carrier CO get fired from a leadership aspect,
that's a big deal.
It there's so many resources aboard that carrier.
Yeah.
That you can pull on. And if it's systemic all the way down, I mean, you're going to usually when you see a CO fired, you're going to see
other issues.
And this one was just literally, if they had fired the XO, Command Master Chief, some other people, or even the surgeon, because right. they have a full captain on board who's the medical officer.
The
medical officer.
Right.
Then I would have went, and this was
systemic.
Yeah.
But, in you know, case, and for those of you that don't understand how this works, you get selected to be an aircraft carrier skipper, you're getting a star. You are handpicked as you are the man or woman, and you are going places. This is the ultimate position to be a boat driver skipper. That's
resume for admiral.
Resume for admiral, yeah, for sure. And but, I know,
like saying, there's just so many resources. One guy gets fired, he panicked.
One panic, yeah. And right, and he wrote a 5-page letter.
Now, let me ask you this. This, we kind of pondered this. I was talking to Mikey, and we were pondering this as I was outside earlier today. Because he's been diagnosed with the COVID, right?
Oh, Mikey has.
No. The skipper.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Oh my God, so, it's like freaking out. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Was he taken enough? Was it something? What do they call it?
Hydrochloric.
Night. Huh?
That pre-drug that they're giving people?
Yeah, if you're taking massive amounts of NyQuil to kind of.
Oh. Oh.
You see what I'm saying? I mean.
Yeah, was he.
Both, with a flight surgeon, they come up with their own concoction.
That's
going,
right.
No, really.
Right. Because in the Navy, to go to medical and say you're sick is kind of like this badge of, there was people that we used to call sick bay commandos. Those are the guys that are getting lots of good retirement benefits now. And there was other people that would be sick as a dog and would not go see. So if he was sick and self-medicating, so we will never know. That's a good speculation there.
I just think
I've never self-medicated to stay flying. Doc say, how you doing? I'm good. I can clear my ears. I'm bonus, but I didn't tell him I'd take, you know, a dose and a half of something to dry me up.
But we were just wondering, because he was sick. I mean,
yeah.
So, I know they come. I know from what's been said, they come on kind of sudden, but still.
Yeah.
If you wrote that 2 or 3 days while he was self-medicating and the NyQuil kicked in.
Yeah.
You know. Or like you said.
That's a good conspiracy.
He was self-medicating himself, so he didn't have to go to. He was trying to get that thing to Guam quicker, so he wouldn't have to admit that he was driving under the influence of the COVID.
Interesting.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, you just don't know, and you know, and you got to understand, he's kind of out of the news loop, and all he's hearing of this, you know, this is easy. He thought the whole ship was sick, so you know, I can understand him wanting to get to Guam, and. You know, let's not talk about the Liberty call in Vietnam, but I never got a Liberty call like that. Vietnam? Come on now. When did they add that to the list? Yeah.
But so that was the other interesting thing. And this was something we were asking. And you can tell I'm not much of a shipboard guy since I spent most of my life in large fixed wing aircraft.
That's right. Living in a tube, as we call it.
Yes. I was wondering if you have all that chemical, biological, air scrubbing stuff on board these ships.
Right. It's true.
I'm wondering if they, you know, defied it, would just then institute like a Circle William, put all the air circulation through all the scrubbers, and you may breathe some obnoxious stuff for a little bit, but it'll definitely kill everything it touches.
You know, you wonder though, you know, what I got thinking about was, okay, 179 guys sick across probably multiple divisions. Think of the poor bastards that got to clean that ship. Oh my God. Now, one thing we do in the Navy though, is we clean very well.
Oh, that's the standard thing. You can tell all you have to do. You don't have to say anything to a sailor. If you hand a mop to a sailor, there's no questions asked. There's no anything. They just go and they just start cleaning because that's the Navy way.
That's right.
I mean, that's almost ingrained in your soul.
You learn
almost
that.
Like you fold your shirts.
You learn that in boot camp. You learn how to ring them up.
Well, I hope this finds you doing well in Michigan.
Yes, I'm doing well. How's life in Indy?
Well, it's we're as a group, we're about 90% teleworking.
Wow.
Out of the whole establishment. And so far, nobody has reportedly gotten sick. Unfortunately, down here, it's gotten into the nursing homes.
Oh.
And God help them if they get it into the nursing homes.
Yeah.
It's just folks that are compromised already, when you get them in there and things can go south quick, it's just makes your skin crawl.
And you guys are, you know, if you need to work any non-green sticker stuff, that makes it kind of complicated, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You just have to schedule a time and you go in for your dedicated non-green sticker time. And you do what you got to do, answer what you got to get, and get on out.
And get out. So get in and get out. That's how they're working it.
So that's kind of how it's going. But, you know, I feel sorry for the folks that are unloading all the parcels because we got to standard stuff, right?
Yep.
The flow of parts in and out doesn't stop.
Because how should I put it? The world is still moving in dangerous ways.
Yes, sir. And they're just in there trying to move all this stuff. Right now, we just got direction. If you are less than 6 feet and can't maintain that separation, then you're required to have your, as a matter of fact, the wife made mine. God bless her. So I've got my Star Wars
Mask ready to go.
Well, life is good. So yeah, matter of fact, she made me about 3 of these. So you carry these with you if you have to go into a space that there's more than you can't add it, like some of our non-green stickers, a little tight, you wear a mask.
Yeah, I was talking with Shag. Shag was down in Jacksonville and he just got back to Hawaii, and I said, what are you doing? He says, well, they self-quarantined me 14 days. DOD put him in self-quarantine. It wasn't even the Navy. He when he got back from Florida, he had to, before he can go back in the office, he has to 14 days at home.
Yep. So, anybody that's coming from
Don't say what state's on the, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, anything that's red, really, really red.
Right.
Then you self-quarantine, not a problem. I mean, first thing, you just Don't even come in. Just email your boss. I'm set up. Life is good. I'll see you.
And I laugh because, oh my God, everybody's working on those piece of shit machines.
How bad it was, the VPN in
personnel. Oh yeah. So for those of you that don't know, the Navy has this thing called NMCI. It's Navy Marine Corps Intranet. And my favorite saying for it was non-mission capable internet. It's like being on take some string and two cans and you talk through them, and that's about the quality of it.
At best.
Yeah. So anyway, well, yeah, I'm doing good, Jim. I can't complain. So, but anyway, glad to see you're doing well. See, the beard is still doing well too.
Actually, I had to go give a brief, so I had to come out of Taliban mode, and I'm into a more presentable.
Had to trim it down a little bit.
That's right. We had to bring it within. If the wind was at my back, it hit me such that I turned into a giant frilly lizard.
Well, make sure you say hello to the team for me. I miss you guys a lot at times, and so it is what it is. But I'm staying busy. I'm working harder than I ever have, and that's saying something.
If we get up to Shipshewana with the wife and her quilting thing, I'll maybe take a John over to.
Yeah. And I've got cold ones in the refrigerator 15 feet away. So
bless your heart.
All right. Hey, Jim. Good evening. Hey, take care. Be safe. Thanks for what you're doing too. All right, everybody. That was fun. So if you hung out with us, that's cool. Jim and I go back many, many years and did essentially we did the same job for a long, 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 long time. So he's one of those guys where, you know, he's down in Indianapolis and in that area. And if I called him at 3 o'clock in the morning to say, Jim, I need to be bailed out of jail, he would yell at me, but he would get in his car and come bail me out. So that's one of the type of guys Jim is. So anyway, everyone, thanks. We'll shut the stream down. Everyone take care, and we'll see you back here on Thursday. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.